Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon, should we get right down to it and do our West Bay voter guide? Well, we got to give a strong endorsement to Honey Mahogany.
Honey,
right?
Mahogany, yes, for sure. Supervisor 6, please vote for Honey Mahogany. She is incredible. She was actually the legislative aide for Matt Haney? Matt Haney, who was the previous supervisor.
Yeah, but aren't we kind of not that into Matt Haney?
Well, just to say, yes, but just to say that she has experience, like just from, you know, working with another supervisor, that she has a lot of experience. She has a lot of like grassroots experience. And also, you know,
wasn't she one of the co-owners of the Stud?
I believe she was a co-owner of the Stud. Long live the Stud.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's fucking doing co-op shit is hard as fuck.
Yeah, for sure. So she's incredible, and we want to get, what's his name, Matt Dorsey? We want to get that fucker out. What, that's not his name,
okay,
though,
great.
Is it? Well, he's from basically from the police department. Here's the deal. It's like you can't actually vote for supervisors unless you live in the district. So we're basically saying if you live in District 6, please vote for Honey Mahogany as your first choice. A couple of guides are also suggesting your second. It's going to be a rank choice.
No, just Honey Mahogany only.
I mean, that's my feeling, too. I kind of feel
don't
like...
Don't put anybody else.
And then a couple places, both the Green Party and the League of Pissed Off Voters are endorsing Shaman Walton. I feel like I'm saying that name wrong. For D10, District 10.
I want to put a caveat out here that I hate all these people.
Yeah.
I hate politicians and I hate the government.
I think that's kind of why I sort of like... I don't really feel good about telling people who to vote for, because I just they
We've
all
really
suck
our voter
so
enthusiasm is in the ground.
Well, no, I mean, I guess I feel better about the propositions for some reason, because they're actual policy, and I don't know. Ugh. Sorry, it's hard. Like my the thing last week about the school races, I don't know. I don't have a kid in the public schools. Like, I think it's important.
Well, but this
I want public
impacts
schools.
You. Public school impacts everyone in the
I know.
Community.
I know. But I just, like, it's so, so mired in, like, shitty fucking politics that, like, I just, you have to be, like, committing your whole life to following this to have any idea who you can actually endorse. And so I don't feel good about. I haven't done that research. I don't really know who. We got a comment from a listener who had their own voter guide. This is right. This is a person who works very closely in, you know, in education, I think high school specifically. So it's like someone like that is going to probably know a lot more because they're literally living that and following those conversations.
Well, should we say that his endorsements? Yeah, we got a voter guide from Todd Berman. Endorsed Tony Thurman for superintendent of public instruction. And he endorsed City College Board of Trustees, Vicky Chung, Anita Martinez, and William Walker. Mm-hmm. City College Board of Trustees for the two-year term, Adolfo Velasquez, mm-hmm. who I've seen him coming up a bunch.
Mm. Yeah,
And then for SFUSD Board of Ed, Alita Fisher, Karen Fleshman, and Gabriela Lopez.
Okay, so I will say really quickly that those are the same endorsements, hold on, as the SF League of Pissed Off Voters. Just FYI. Again, maybe I'm an asshole for not caring enough. That's just how it is right now.
It just feels like a very particular thing. Like, you care about everything most of the time. But this one, you're violently again not caring about.
I don't know. I wouldn't say violent. I just feel like it's literally like its own separate city. The school, the Board of Education.
Why, Maysoon? Every single person you come across in San Francisco had to go to, probably went to high school. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. I also went to high school at a public institution.
So it's like affects everyone. Who you got for district attorney?
District attorney looks like lots of people are going for John Hamasaki.
Yep, that's who the Green Party's endorsing. He's endorsed by the Green Party and by the Harvey Milk people. In general, we are against district attorneys, but if you decide to vote for one, that's the one you probably should go for.
Oh, okay. And this would be replacing Breed's appointment of Brooke Jenkins, after
which
the,
we gotta do
after the recall of Chesa Boudin. So yeah, go for it. Definitely vote for John Hamasaki. Again, this is ranked choice voting, but just vote for the person you want. I mean, honest to God, I just don't think ranked choice voting is that great.
See, it's this very is how confusing. Fucking Lauren Taylor is gonna win the mayoral campaign here in
the mayoral election here in Oakland. You gotta
is
just
because
here's the deal with people in general. Like, and I remember doing this when, well, no, I'm not gonna say that. Don't even vote for the person you don't want to win. There is no reason for you to have to fill all three votes out. Like, choices.
You can put
if there's someone
one.
You don't want to win, literally don't even look at their name. Like, just delete it from your head. Just because you have an option to fill out three doesn't mean you need to fill out three. Just fill out the one, maybe the two, that you really feel strongly about. You can just do one. It's okay. You can do one. Can't you do one, the same person for all three?
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay, don't do that either. Okay, don't.
Once you vote for the person one time, as long as they are still in it, your vote is going to them.
Yes.
Yeah. You only need to put a person once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we need to review how ranked choice voting
works? I think
works?
We probably should, but maybe not right
oh
now.
Oh my God. Okay, so well, no, imagine
I guess
that
I'm
you
just
have...
wondering that, like, why not put their name for second and third? Because if they don't get enough votes in the first, then they automatically move to second choice. So why not put them there too?
Okay, so how ranked choice voting works is they go through, count the votes, and if there is no one winning the majority on the first count, then they eliminate the bottom person. Okay. Mm-hmm. So say you have four people running.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Cookie Monster, Big Bird, Grover, and Elmo. Okay. And so you put, for your choices, you put number one Grover, number two Big Bird, number three Cookie Monster. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they count the votes. Okay. And right off the bat, no one has a majority.
Right.
Okay. A clear majority, which is 50%. Or like 51% or whatever.
50 plus one, yeah.
After that first count, they eliminate the bottom person. So let's say that right away they count the votes and your first choice, Grover, only got 2% of the vote.
Right.
Right?
So he's
so
eliminated.
Then Grover is eliminated. So you're no longer voting for Grover. Now you're voting for Big Bird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your other two. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So now your vote's, instead of going to Grover, now your vote's going to Big Bird. Because you're
right,
still
but if you
only
didn't
voting
vote for
really
a two
for
and
one
three,
person.
Then your vote is lost. Your vote is gone. Do you know what I mean?
Right. That's only if Grover is not in it anymore. But if you only want Grover, you don't want fucking Cookie Monster.
But what
Monster
if you're okay with
Bird
Cookie Monster? What if you're like, Grover for sure, Cookie Monster would be a good second.
Yeah, then you should put him. Yeah.
But what if you just want Grover? What is the harm in putting him in first, second, and third choice? Because I feel like...
Because it doesn't mean anything. As long as Grover's in your first choice and he is still in it, like he hasn't been eliminated because he has so few votes.
Oh, right. And if he's eliminated,
your vote will
second
always
choice
go to Grover.
Doesn't keep him in there. I understand.
Right.
This,
I'm really
this
happy about Grover.
This episode has been sponsored by Sesame Street.
Yes.
Oh, I
actually,
love
this
Grover.
Episode is sponsored by the letter E for election.
Oh, cute. Okay.
You know, let's look at GrowSF voter guide and see if they say someone, let's say no to them.
Oh, you don't like them?
GrowSF is like fucking Yimby tech assholes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shit. Oh my God. They're also saying yes on D. Fuck you guys. Yep. That's a good one. Now I need to look into who the fuck these guys are.
For Public Defender, we're kind of doing like a half-assed endorsement of Mono Raju.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I gotta say, the Green Party is endorsing Rebecca Susan Fang Young. I'm just putting that out there. Mm. Okay, what about Community College Board? Do you give a shit?
We got Adolfo Velasquez for that one, for the two-year
term.
Oh,
right. A lot of people endorsed Adolfo Velasquez.
And for the four-year term.
I wanna say, though... The Green Party said William Walker.
Yeah, but for which one? There's a four-year term and a two-year term.
I have no idea.
See, that's what I'm saying. They're kind of...
Okay, then what about motherfucking... Okay, yep, we got that. Okay, what about assessor?
Got nothing.
Okay, no endorsement there.
No endorsement
there. Okay,
for
what about
assessor.
Okay, what about D2, D4? D4 is unopposed, right? Or is it D2?
I think D4 and D10 are unopposed. Oh, D2
okay,
is...
Okay, so we're saying fuck off to that.
Well, I don't know. What does that little star mean? This is what I don't know. I have got a little star behind mine.
Okay, we're moving on.
Okay, great. Let's move the fuck on.
And we want to say to everyone, like, we need to get more genuinely progressive, like, fucking radical-ass Angela Davis-ass motherfuckers to run for shit in San Francisco.
Well, that's for sure
true. The city government, okay, and we're speaking as individuals and not representing anybody or anything or any
institution,
government board or any
correct.
Shit.
Correct.
But we do want to say that the San Francisco city government is hopelessly corrupt and dysfunctional, and we say fuck you to all of it, and we need real, legit, radical motherfuckers to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. Perfect.
Okay, so let's move on now to the local measures.
Okay, so you want me to go first or you want to go first? Okay, great. So for local SF propositions, we have Prop A, which is for... This one was confusing to me. I'm actually a question mark still. Retiree supplemental cost of living adjustment. It was confusing. SF League of Pissed Off Voters says yes. Green Party says no. This is a charter amendment. They already say it's super wonky. The short version is that it gives 4,400 SF City employees who retired before November 1996 cost of living increases to their pensions for the 5 years they were cheated out of them. There was like some weird thing between 96 and 2001 where we voted for there to be a freeze on something. So basically it's like give these folks the back pay, right? So it sounds like a yes, but I'm also like, why do I care about that many years ago? I don't know.
Wait, is this measure A?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
got it.
It's Proposition A. It sounds like it's just paying people, 4,400 city employees, for this gap of time where they didn't get a cost of living adjustment.
Yeah, and we're a yes on A.
I'm a little bit like, I don't know if I care enough. It's really rude of me. Hesitant yes?
Okay, hesitant yes on A.
Anyhow, okay, Proposition B, Sanitation Streets Public Work Reorg. In November 2020, we voted for Prop B, which is to create a new streets and sanitation department to care for our sidewalks and just how gross full of garbage they can be. And to so this department would be separate from Department of Public Works, which we know is corrupt and has been under all of these investigations. So we voted to create this department. This is now saying, hey, instead of having a new department, which is really expensive, why don't we have these two commissions? Basically, that will both shine a light on the practice of DPW, but also allow policies to move forward that address streets and sanitation. So, like, one, it sounds like, yes, why develop a whole new fucking department when things just need to be kind of fixed in old departments and there's already these like oversight programs in place. So I'm kind of leaning towards yes. However, Green Party says no because it basically reverses a voter approved, which was Prop B in 2020, voter approved change to voter approved new department. So it's one of those things where it's like, if you're okay with like, it's basically an amendment, which I'm okay with amendments. Just because I voted on something back 2 years ago doesn't mean maybe there's a better solution. This is now the better solution. So I think I'm saying yes to B.
Yeah. You're saying yes?
Yes to B. Okay. Proposition C.
Prop C.
Homelessness Oversight Commission. I'm just going to say yes to this. Everyone says yes to this. Why even begin? to contemplate this. This is basically to look at HSH, which is the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, and they have no oversight currently. They report only to the mayor. This is like, we need an oversight commission to see what the fuck is going on here, because clearly maybe they're working hard, great, but it's not working, and we need homelessness to be... We need to shift the needle somewhere. We need to start somewhere, and so this is a big yes on Prop C. Prop D, affordable homes. This is something about affordable housing, but it's very, it's like one of the trickster, it's like a tricky one, not tricky, but it's basically trying to say, this is all about affordable housing, but it's actually not about affordable housing. It's supposed to redefine luxury. It's basically redefining luxury housing as affordable. So like studio apartments for like people who make over $150,000 is considered affordable, which is sort of like not real. It's not realistic in the city. So everyone's saying a big no on this. This is, of course, supported by real estate investors. Their goal is to use public money to build market rate housing for single rich people with no municipal environmental yes. oversight. So this is a big no on Prop D.
And Grow SF says yes on it, and they're our enemy.
Right. Prop E, homes for families and workers. So this is one, D and E are kind of tied. So it's really important to vote on both of these and to vote no on D and yes on E. And I'll explain that in a second. So Prop E streamlines approval for educator housing and not rewarding luxury projects, which is sort of the city tends to default on. This proposition includes 2 and 3 bedroom units to ensure families can stay in San Francisco for generations. So the reason why these are kind of tied is both Prop D and E are affordable housing charter amendments. If both propositions pass with 50% plus one, the prop with more yes votes will be adopted. So in other words, you have to vote no for the bad Prop D as well as yes for the good Prop E for Prop E to work.
Okay, what's a mnemonic device we can make for that?
I have no idea.
We're saying D for do not, don't.
Yeah.
D for don't and E for...
D for do not and E for excellence. Yes. The Green Party, I will say, has said no for this, but their main explanation is because it skips environmental review. And so this is a thing where I'm kind of like, yeah, I agree. It shouldn't skip environmental review, but I'm not going to like, housing is so important. I'm not going to say no on this because of that. I'm just not. You know, and also maybe it's one of those things where, like, once we pass this, can we then look into an amendment once again that incorporates more environmental protocol, right? Like, I don't feel like this is the be all end all moment. Like, it never is. We vote every 3 months, it seems. So it's sort of like I feel like this could be amended at any moment. So I'm not worried about it.
Okay, wait, hold up. One other thing, though, that the Green Party is saying about it is that they feel that it would allow for development to occur on sites that are already polluted so that the people who would be living in these places would have safety. It's not just about the environment. It's about the people living in them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes, I think that's a concern, but I also feel like let's get this approved and then maybe there's an opportunity for revisiting the environmental review part of it. Library Preservation Fund, just yes. Everyone says yes to this.
Yes to libraries.
Not even worth talking about. Yes to libraries. With this proposition, they'll also include requirement to increase hours, which I think is awesome. Everyone needs libraries. Everyone, just say yes.
I love the library.
I know. So great. G, Student Success Fund. Everyone says yes to this. This is a specific charter amendment that would direct $60 million per year to SFUSD schools through a grants program, allowing each school to fund solutions that will work best for its community to address students' academic achievement and social and emotional well-being. I'm all for that. I'm all for schools, like individual schools, making decisions for their communities, right? Like working with their community, their immediate community, and not like being told from like up above, people who are completely disconnected, how they should spend their money.
Correct.
So I'm full on yes for G. Prop H, city elections and even numbered years. So this one is a little bit tricky because my immediate gut is like, no, fuck that. And this is why. This is the reason why I'm questioning my own immediate gut is because I want to think more long term.
Ooh, it extends the mayor's term.
If you vote yes on this, it would extend Mayor Breed's term by 1 year. Hold on, Kate. The reason why they want to change city elections to even numbered years is because federal races happen in even numbered years. And that's when most people actually come out to vote. So we get fucked. The city elections get fucked. There's like low voter turnout. And so if you have low voter turnout during odd number years, when mayors are being elected, when all these other things are happening, district attorney, sheriff, whatever, like those are usually in odd numbered years.
Right.
And so if there's low voter turnout, then the people we don't want to win are likely to win, maybe. Like, you know, I can't talk specifics right this second. So if those elections actually happen during even-numbered years when people are voting because they're federal races, then there might be, like, better chances for better candidates to run and win because there's more people voting. So League of Pissed Off Voters says yes because they're looking at this kind of bigger picture. Green Party says no because it would extend Mayor Breed's term by 1 year before she would have to rerun. That's why my gut was like, hell no, let's not give Mayor Breed an extra year that she hasn't actually run for. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't. But I'm also like, but in the long run, it does seem like a good idea to have because of voter turnout.
But one other thing, though, Maysoon, too, is that I won't be in San Francisco, but San Franciscans will have more shit to vote on.
Because
it'll be all the shit that was supposed to be in the odd number year crammed in.
Could you even fucking imagine? Ugh. I mean,
our fucking voter guide episodes will have to be 3 hours long.
It'd have to be three episodes.
Yeah.
Basically.
So personally, from a Kate Rhodes perspective, yeah, I'm saying no on it.
Yeah. I mean, I am kind of no on it too. And I'm like, maybe we can revisit this once Mayor Breed is no longer the mayor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or can we revisit it in like, I definitely am still being no on this one.
Yeah.
But think about that one. It's an interesting sort of dilemma. Prop I is open JFK Drive and the Great Highway to cars.
Very contentious on Twitter.
I don't know why it is. I think it's really fucking obvious. The Great Highway is basically on the ocean. It is going to be eliminated at some point because that's what nature does. Just get rid of it
said
now.
It. You said it.
You know what? That is what it does, right?
You motherfucking said that.
So right now, Great Highway was closed completely for like a huge chunk of COVID. I don't even know if it's reopened now. There is literally a parallel road. Okay, everyone who needs to drive at the highway at the fucking ocean, get a fucking grip. It's gonna be okay. Also, JFK Drive, fucking Golden Gate Park is a fucking park. Okay, we don't need. And JFK Drive is usually, I feel like every time I'm there, it's fucking closed anyhow. It's just like, drive on a fucking road, not in a fucking park or in the fucking ocean. Get a grip. I'm like, I have zero interest in this. I feel very strongly, I guess I could say. So Proposition I is a like no for me. And Proposition J, which is to close JFK to cars, is a yes for me.
Me too. Stand beside you and hold hands. Can we hold hands together?
We're holding hands together. We're saying yes. And I'm also not like, I'm not an anti-car person, but I just feel like there are places where we don't need to have cars, and in parks and on the ocean are places like that. Fuck it.
Yeah. Agree.
So Proposition K was removed from the ballot. I don't even know what it's about. I don't care. It's removed. Don't vote on it if it's on your ballot. It shouldn't be on the ballot.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Weird.
Skip it. Prop L, renew half-cent sales tax for transit. So it sounds like there's already an existing plan that maybe is coming to expire. And they're just wanting to extend it for another 30 years. And this would, the half cent, maybe it's like a half cent per ride, maybe.
It's a 0.5% sales tax.
0.5%. Okay. So a half percent of sales tax. Yeah, fine. Great.
Give a fuck. It's a yes for me.
Yeah, we need a fucking better transit system for sure. Yes on L. Okay.
Yeah.
M, empty homes tax. Now
motherfuck.
This is a big yes. This is a yes from everyone. All of us progressives.
Me too. Left. Yes on M from Kate Rhodes.
This is basically like, you know, all the lobbyists are trying to say, oh, there's such a demand for housing. There's not enough housing. There's not enough housing. But then in reality, there's actually 60,000 empty homes or apartments in San Francisco.
That's nasty.
That's a fucking lot, right? So Prop M is targeting large corporate landlords and investment firms that are trying to drive up prices, which they're doing a really fucking good job of. If you've ever looked at housing prices, it's fucking insane, by keeping units off the market. So they're driving up prices by keeping units off the market. this tax would apply to buildings of 3 units or more, which is actually a pretty small building. And I'm kind of into that because I was thinking, oh, it's going to be just as like huge, like 200 unit buildings, which, you know, there aren't enough of for that to make a real dent. But 3 units or more is like, yeah, that will make a dent in our housing, I think. And proposes that if large landlords leave these units vacant for at least half a year, they'll be charged $2,500 to $5,000, which I personally feel like isn't enough, annually for each unit. If you think about how much rent is in San Francisco, I feel like they should be charged way more than that annually. They should be charged like a full rent. I don't know. I just think it's obnoxious.
Go off. It's a yes on M for Maysoon.
Yes on M.
Off.
We're going to go off here. Yep. So just vote yes on that one. Like, let's get people into fucking houses if they're there. And they're there, you know?
Okay. Hell yeah.
N, Proposition N, city funding for Golden Gate Park parking garage. Everyone says yes on this. I say yes on this. It's kind of like, it feels stupid. This is one of those things where I'm like, why are we even voting on this? It seems like, come on, people. Basically, the parking garage underneath the DeYoung, you know, that initially was, no one wanted it. No one wanted to deal with the project. So there was funding from like, we basically voted ages ago in 1998 created by a private company and then run by a private company. But basically the garage is now always half empty because it's expensive. And so this proposition is saying, let's have the city take it back and make it affordable. Yes. So that people actually use the parking garage, and we can close JFK Drive for all the fucking crybabies out there, and they can park in the fucking parking garage.
Yeah, bitch.
Right? So like that's Prop N. Yes on that. It's really obvious.
Even the Green Party says yes on it, which blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, because it's sort of like, it's like a parking garage that's half empty. Like, what the fuck use is that? If we want cars off the street, like, let's give them spaces to go to some degree. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Because so much of the driving around there is just looking for a parking.
Looking for parking. Exactly. So this is a real obvious one. Yeah, the city should run this parking garage. It's part of it's in our park. Like, come on, you know.
Okay, yes on, what was that?
N.
Yes on N for no more driving. Looking for parking.
At Golden Gate Park. Okay, so Prop O, this is our last SF proposition.
City. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
There's so many. City college parcel tax. Okay, now, this is a yes from everyone because this is all about supporting City College. City College is a free educational institution. Everyone, you must treasure these kinds of places. It is literally free for everyone and anyone to get take a class.
Astronomy class.
Anything, right? It's oftentimes City Colleges are essential resources for youth and working class people who want to advance academically or vocationally. Like, these things are super important to support if we want our cities to fucking function, right? So to me, this is a big ass yes. The measure would make up for the short. There's obviously City College, because they're free, they do have challenges financially, right? Like, you know, they want to paying all their faculty and staff. And so this measure would make up for their shortfall, raise $45 million with a progressive parcel tax on property owners, lower for residential buildings and higher for large non-residential buildings through 2043. So if Prop O passes, it will fund essential programs like nursing, workforce development, and ESL classes. That's just a yes for me. Yes or no.
My cat Tomato has a weird extra toenail.
Oh, see? You could take a veterinarian class at City College to look at that extra toenail more closely.
Thank you. Okay, state propositions. Let's motherfucking go. Proposition 1.
Yes, protect abortion rights. Seems obvious.
That's an obvious yes, and it's kind of just ceremonial.
Well, it did explain that this ballot measure would defend access to abortion and contraception by enshrining it in the California Constitution.
Yeah, but it was never under threat here.
I know, but they're just like taking a precautionary step.
I gotta say, back when I still lived in Ohio, they added to the state constitution a ban on gay marriage.
What? Ugh, God, disgusting. They added it to the constitution. Ugh.
Yeah, but obviously then the Supreme Court said, fuck yourself.
Yeah, good.
And now the Supreme Court is re-saying, actually, fuck yourself to the gay people.
Oh.
Okay, state they're prop 26. They're actually
saying
26.
Fuck us is what they're saying. Fuck us for making
okay,
that decision.
Okay, this one is a big one, Mason, because there was so much money around advertising for 26 and 27.
And 27. It was huge amounts of money, like what, 500 million or something crazy? These are confusing to me because in general, I think gambling sucks. I just sort of like, I hate it. I don't know. Is it actually helping anyone? I don't know.
Yes.
But I am leaning.
It helps me.
Oh, because you're a gambler.
Because I love to gamble.
Right. Well, so then why don't you talk about these? This is your
gambling
this is your
game. Good, fun, and a victimless crime.
The last part I don't agree with.
Yeah, no, I don't know. The Green Party of my Green Party over here in Alameda County, mm-hmm. not the SF Green Party of weirdos, says no. They don't state a position on 26. They didn't say yes or no.
Mm-hmm, interesting.
But they did say no on 27,
everyone's
which legalizes
no
online online sports betting.
Yeah.
And then 26 legalizes sports betting at any Indian casinos and racetracks only, right?
Right, yeah.
It's one of these freaky ones where, like, why do you have two things on the same thing on the same ballot? That always seems like a trick.
Well, because they're different, right? One is specifically to in-person betting at tribal casinos, and one is to online sports betting, which would just go... But I mean, could you imagine on, like, legal online sports betting? That would just be massive.
Yeah. Green Party of San Francisco says no on both of those.
Everyone says no on, it seems like a lot of people say no on 27, at least Green Party SF and League of Pissed Off Voters say no on that. Green Party says no on Prop 26. League of Pissed Off Voters says yes on Prop 26.
Harvey Milk says yes on 26 also.
I mean, I think that's because it basically, puts control into sovereign nations, you know, to run their own business in their own land and draft their own contracts with the state. So it's sort of like giving it, maybe it seems like it's giving power. But I don't know. It's all about gambling. It's just kind of a bummer. Like, can't we, I don't know. I will probably
well,
vote no
like,
on 27.
You don't mind, like, your issue with gambling is that some people, you know, get addicted to gambling and like ruin their lives.
Yeah. And I just wish there was like better ways for people to make money that, like, but that's a whole other conversation.
But you don't mind bars, right?
Bars?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Where people buy alcohol and can ruin their lives with that.
They can ruin their lives with that. It's true.
I mean, right? Same with gambling. Like, some people can go and just have fun while some people go and, like, ruin their lives.
But I feel like gambling is, like, I don't know. My feeling with gambling is, like, it's you're literally going to make to win money. So if you need money, I mean, of course, people with money also gamble, in fact. Isn't that what investment is, right? To some degree or to a big degree.
Yeah. And yeah,
I just like my idealism kicks in where I'm like, I just wish people, we had a system or an entire world where money wasn't a fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like, we could all do what we wanted and not feel like we have to, I don't know. Maybe gambling would be fun if money, I don't know.
I'm just going to go ahead and say yes. Personally, for the Kate Rhodes endorsement, I'm going to say yes on 26 and no on 27.
I will probably also vote yes on 26. I'm definitely voting no on 27. So that seems, you know, I'm just sort of, I'll probably have to have a conversation with someone about 26 just to have more thinking on it.
Okay, we're going to say yes on 28 for arts and music education funding.
Yes.
We're going to say yes on 29. No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
That's the fucking dialysis shit.
We're definitely...
No, isn't this going to just close a shit ton of dialysis clinics?
This is going to protect patients.
Okay, but you actually don't need all that.
I think this is about this dialysis clinics in the country are primarily run by like two main companies that are kind of, they're profit driven. And so patients get fucked. And I definitely think there could be more oversight at these clinics. So I'm definitely voting yes on this.
I'm saying no on it.
Okay, we'll move on to Prop 30. Tax Californians who make more than $2 million per year and use that revenue to fund electric vehicle infrastructure, EV rebates for consumers, and wildfire prevention. This proposition is backed by Lyft and some of their ickiest financial friends.
Ooh, yuckaroo.
Right. So Green Party says no on this because it's Lyft sponsored. League of Pissed Off Voters votes yes on this, even with that knowing just because it's like, we don't love it when mega corporations find ways for taxpayers to pay their compliance. But in a fight between ultra-wealthy and super-ultra-wealthy, we won't be shedding any tears for either side. So it's basically still taxing. It's taxing ultra-wealthy to basically to add revenue to electrical, just basically infrastructure for the future.
I think I'm just going to say yes to it, even though it's fucking Satan's wrath.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
I'm leaning
towards yes on this, but I do find it really annoying and tricky.
And then we have 31 that is a flavored tobacco ban.
Yeah.
It's just continuing the ban that's already in place. So what are you going to say to that?
Yeah. This is an attempt to veto. The tobacco companies are funding this. They're funding this proposition to veto the referendum to ban, to challenge a law that already passed. If yes vote keeps the ban, a no vote would overturn it. So it's a little bit.
So it's a yes to say no.
Yes to say
flavored tobacco.
So it's like a little bit of a. It's one of those ones that's deceivingly worded to make it seem, you know.
Yeah.
So that you vote.
And I'm gonna go ahead and say no on Prop 31 because I used to love Newports, and I miss them.
You miss the flavored tobacco. Supposedly
everybody else is saying yes to it because it makes babies smoke cigarettes. And I say, let the baby smoke.
It is kind of weird that we're voting. I mean, I guess we're voting for minors. Flavored products, which we all know, disproportionately marketed to kids and communities of color. Flavor enhancers. So you still can get flavored, those still allow flavored tobacco.
Mason, you got to say yes to this, right?
You just said no to it.
I know, but that's because I'm like a freaky chaos agent.
I'll probably say yes to this. Yes. I mean, yeah. I had already planned on saying yes to this. But yes, I'm also like, it's just weird. It's because they're minors. I have to remind myself. This whole thing of like voting what other people can and can't do is annoying to me.
Wait, minors. But the minors can't actually buy cigarettes at all.
Right. But that's what this is. This is basically... The whole reason this exists because
they're presupposing that only minors want to smoke cherry-flavored cigarettes.
Yeah.
Okay, but many adults enjoy flavored tobacco.
Does this include menthol?
Yes.
Oh, menthol is a weird flavor.
Are you coming to my side?
No, I'm not.
I don't think it includes cloves, okay. But I'm not sure.
Those are cute. I used to love those as a high school student.
See? So you're a no on it now.
No. I'll vote yes on it.
Okay, fine.
And
okay, let's go to the statewide races. We're going to give no endorsement for governor.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, let's go ahead and give no endorsement for Senate. We're giving no endorsement for District 11 because fuck Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing for any of these.
I know.
Well, the Green Party has a few for like Board of Equalization District 2 is Sally Lieber.
Mm-hmm.
State Senate District 10, Aisha Wahab.
Mm. Okay.
Recommended but not endorsed by the Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
For State Assembly District 14, nothing. District 18, nothing. District 20, nothing. They do for the State Supreme Court for judicial offices. They have Patricia Guerrero, Goodwin Liu, Martin Jenkins, and Joshua Groban.
Mm.
Josh Groban? isn't he a singer?
I don't think it's spelled that way, is it? Groban? Is it
Yeah.
Oh, weird. I hope it's not the same person. That's too weird.
And then no endorsements for any of the State Court of Appeals stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay.
Unless you want to throw out any secret wish people.
No, I got nothing right now. I'm over it all.
Yeah, we pretty much hate the government.
I feel like this is, I think, our fourth time voting this year. I'm literally over it. I will vote.
It's our fourth time voting this year?
Yes, or for San Francisco it is.
Good God.
We voted in February. We voted in June. I think we voted a third time, and this is our fourth time. I can't even remember. It's a problem. We have a major problem.
I just want to restate, please do not vote for Lauren Taylor for mayor.
Yeah.
Don't put him for any of your three choices. We want to go ahead and say Sheng Tao number one, Alyssa Victory for number two, and then probably like Hodgkins or whoever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But those two for sure. You know, when I first was turned 18 and registered to vote, I registered with the Green Party.
Yeah, I think we all did.
but I want to be able to go ahead and vote in the Democratic primaries, even though it's a huge fucking waste of my motherfucking time. What's going on, Mason? We got to just retreat into the mountains, huh? Okay, so everybody get out to the polls if you can, if you want to.
No, please get out to the polls. Do some voting. Vote on the, just if you just vote on the things you believe in, great. You tried your best.
Yeah, skip everything else if you want. And we'll be voting from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.